The Cool Reform Coalition sent a letter last week asking Congress to act immediately on developing a contingency plan for the country of origin labeling law, which was recently ruled to be non-compliant by the WTO.
This problem is going to have to get resolved by the next Congress. We don't think that in the lame duck Congress that they'll probably bring it up. They've got so many other things now that they want to try to get done in the lame duck. So it'll probably fall to the 2015 Congress to get a fix for this.
National Pork Producers Council President Howard Hill says the groups in the coalition realize it may still be some time yet before it gets to the point that Canada and Mexico will retaliate, but Congress should put a plan in place to be prepared.
That case can be reviewed, which it will probably be. It'll kind of kick the can down the road, but eventually we're going to have to get this resolved, or we're going to have retaliation from the Canadians and the Mexicans. If we have retaliation, it won't be just on pork or just on ag products. It'll be on a lot of different products, and it could really be damaging to our economy because Canada and Mexico are such important trading partners for us. And if they add tariffs, of course, it'll really have a big impact on trade.
While the law has been amended in an effort to make it more WTO compliant, Hill says that has so far proven unsuccessful.
Right now, the way the labeling is, USDA took another shot here a year ago trying to fix it and made it, in my opinion, made it worse. So the label now, you know, if you got a pig that came from Canada, it has to identify where it was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered. So it's really damaging to the Canadian pork producers rather than U.S. pork producers. But we know that the outcome, if we don't get it resolved, will be retaliation, and we export a lot of pork to Canada. So it would really damage our export market. We want a fix, and we feel that it's not something that USDA is going to fix, though. They're going to be involved in the process, of course, but it's going to have to be done at the legislative level.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.